Blog Talk Radio.
Word Alive. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott. And it is 6:04 a.m. in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Welcome to day 20 of our 31 days of prayer. Actually, we've already been praying since the 23rd. I believe it is, but we're going to continue out the month of October with morning prayer, and if we are so led to do, we will continue prayer every morning, at least Monday through Friday, and we'll see what the Lord says, but pray. Amen. Amen. Just pray for another day. We thank God for allowing us to even be here for another day. We thank God for his peace this morning, his joy this morning, his love this morning, his forgiveness this morning. We just want to tell God thank you today. He gave us another day to wake up. He gave us another day to say thank you. He gave us another day to be able to correct those things that we didn't do right on yesterday. He gave us this day to be able to put our petitions before him again today. Whatever it is that you stand in need of today, whatever it is I stand in need of today, we can go to our Heavenly Father and talk to him about it. Amen. We can go to him and talk to him about it, because he hears the prayers of the righteous. The Word of God says he hears our prayers. He hears us when we cry out to him. He hears us. We have a burden. He hears us when we have a concern. He hears us. And guess what? Not only does he hear us, but he answers us. And that's the great thing about it, is that he answers our prayers. Sometimes we feel like God has forgotten, but he hasn't. God has not forgotten. He never forgets. He's God. Sometimes we petition God for things that we don't need, and God will withhold that from us because he knows what's best. He knows what's best. So what's on your heart today that you want to take to God? You can talk to him yourself. You can go to him yourself, because the veil has been rent. There is no space in between us and God, and there is no we have to wait for someone else to pray for us. We can pray ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? That's great news this morning. It's such
amen
news this morning. Amen. Good morning to...
Ain't that good news?
It's good news. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To God. We do thank God today. We thank him today for being able to... Now, because what if I had a prayer need and I had to wait for the priest? What if I had a prayer need, you know, a healing need or some other kind of need, and I had to wait for the priest? But we don't have to wait for him now. We have the great high priest. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, and glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. We bless him today. Hallelujah for his mercy and his grace and his love. And, you know, before I go on broadcast, most of the time I try to look at the news and see what's going on in the news. And yesterday they were talking about how these two escaped prisoners were walking around, how they had got out of prison with fake paperwork. And I looked this morning, they've been captured. And we thank God for that, because we don't know what they were going to do, but they've been captured. They escaped from prison. But again, we want to pray for children who are being molested, who are being raped, who are being violated by adults, and not just by adults, excuse me, but by other children. We want to continue to pray that for the bullies, even if we don't do it on this broadcast, but we want to pray for bullies, those children who are bullying other children to the point of these children want to kill themselves. And some have killed themselves, and some are still contemplating suicide because they are being bullied. And if you've never been bullied, let me tell you something, it's not a fun thing. It's not something that is that feels good. You get depressed. You're fearful. You think everybody hates you. You think, no, there's nobody in the world that could possibly love you. Else, why would these people be bullying you? So we want to pray for them, because there's a lot of children being bullied. They're being bullied on Facebook, and it's easy for us to say, is for us to say, well, she could have changed her Facebook page or he could have changed his Facebook page, but for some reason or other, when people are being bullied, they go back to it and they look at it. And I don't know what condition causes them to do that, but they go back and they look at it. They go back and they look at it. And they allow the bullying to continue instead of just staying off of the internet, but they keep going back to it and keep going back to it. But whatever the reason is, we want to make sure that we pray for them, and not just as, you know, something, well, I'll go ahead and throw them in there. No, they need to really be prayed for. They really need to be prayed for, because it's happening more than is being reported, more than is being reported. And, in fact, I think we'll talk about that tonight on our broadcast, praying for these children who are being bullied, praying for the bullying, the bullier, praying for the bully as they continue to bully. We're going to ask God to heal them, whatever is causing them to be a bully, you know, whatever it is. I don't even know what causes people to be bullies, but, you know, sometimes people are bullies of people who are weaker than themselves. They know that they can beat up because they themselves have been bullied. So they'll take it out on somebody else because the people that's bullying them, they can't fight them back because they're scared of them. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but it makes sense to me. So it makes sense to me. And that's what's on my heart, to pray for these bullies. And again, if you have any prayer requests or if you would like to pray, please call us, area code 347-237-5533. That's the phone number for this prayer broadcast. So let me know. Just let me know, and we'll pray. And this morning we're going to read Psalm 91. Bishop, do you have Psalm 91?
No, I don't have my Bible. Oh, I have it nearby. Want me to read it?
Yes.
Amen. Good morning, everyone, this morning. Psalm 91. Okay. Just adding as I'm turning to the page, as my wife was saying, Prophetess Scott, that bullies are usually a product of bullying. And those that are being bullied, many of them have self-esteem issues. And sometimes they don't get off of the social networks because they do have friends on there. And they don't have much of a social life. That's another reason why people bully. They know you're alone. They most times bully people that are unpopular, are alone, and have no one really to defend them. And so the bully sees that as an opportunity to be just that, a bully. I said about on my own program, you know, it always looks like we want to always find a scapegoat ourselves. If we're being bullied, if we're being harassed, if we're being hurt in any way, we seek out someone to take our hurt out on by hurting them. So it looks like we're always looking for that. But Psalm 91, I'm reading it from the Amplified Bible. This is what it reads. You want me to read the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. For then He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You should not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at your noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For he will give his angels special charge over you to accompany you and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. Then they shall bear you up on your hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You should tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon you, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trust, and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen. Promises from God are so awesome that we can hear God's word and trust him that he's going to do what he says. One thing I know about God, if I don't know anything else, is this. God is not a liar. If he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. We just have to trust him enough to believe him to do it. That's all we have to do. We don't have to fight with God. We don't have to try to convince God. We don't have to try to persuade God that, you know, things are this and things are that. He already knows. He just wants us to humble ourselves and come to him and ask him. He understands our tears. He understands our pain. He understands. He really understands.
Amen.
And we have to set our minds to know that God understands. And God hears us. When we pray, those things that are his will, he hears us. He hears us. And not only does he hear us, but he answers us. The word says he answers us. He gives us those things that we're petitioning him for. And so trust God today. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, trust God today. Trust God today. He'll provide your need. He'll heal your body. He'll save your soul. He'll save your children. He'll save your spouse. He'll do whatever it is that you need him to do. You need a job today. Trust God. Ask him and then trust him. You need healing today. Ask God and then trust him. You need a house, a home, somewhere to stay. Ask God and then trust him. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Let us go in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just again say thank you for another day. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We glorify your holy name, Father, because you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of all praise, all glory, and all honor. And this morning, we just say thank you. We just say thank you, Lord. We just say thank you, Lord, because you are worthy of all the praise. We say thank you, Lord. Somebody can't even say thank you this morning. There's something got them bound, and they can't even tell you thank you. Somebody woke up today and loathed this day. Somebody woke up today and hated the fact that they woke up because it's another day of misery, another day of pain. And, Father, we pray for them today that you will heal those people today of the pain, that they would hate to wake up in the morning, Lord God. We ask you to heal them, Father, today in the name of Jesus. We ask you to hear their cry today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are bound by depression this morning and don't know what to do, Lord God, waiting for the pill to kick in so they won't feel the pain, waiting for the alcohol to kick in so they won't feel the pain. Father, I pray for them this morning that you will heal them in the name of Jesus. Father, some people are crying out to you privately. They don't even, people around them don't even know that they're depressed. People around them don't even know that they're weary. People around them don't even know that they're suicidal. But Father, I pray for those people right now in Jesus' name. Father, I remember a friend of ours, April. She has a ministry called Can You See Me? But people are walking around and don't think that they're loved and don't think anybody cares. But Father, let them know today that you care. Let them know, Lord God, if they're on a bus riding, if they're in a cab, if they're wherever they are, Lord God, on the train, maybe they're walking, Lord God, maybe they're stopping at a red light or a stop sign, Lord God. And Father, just let them know that you care, Father. If you can put it on the billboard, Lord God, if you allow a billboard on a taxi cab or a bus or something to ride past, to let them know, Lord God, that you care. Will you please give them something to hold on to today so that they can continue on, Lord God, and not take their lives, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the bully this morning, that the bully will conform and be transformed in their mind and stop bullying, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Some people are bullied because of peer pressure, Lord God, and I understand that. I get that, Lord God, but I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will just heal the bully, you will stop the bully, that you will give the bully understanding, Lord God, so they can understand the real effects of bullying, Lord God, and let them see that it's no good, and let them realize how they feel when they've been bullied. The bully that's bullying, the person that's a bully who's been bullied, let them see, let them remember, let them call upon how they felt when they were bullied. Let them not take their anger and their hate and whatever it is they're feeling on an innocent person. But Father, give them the strength to go to the proper authorities. Give them the strength, Lord God, to do whatever they need to do, Lord God, that's legal. Lord God, I'm not telling them to go and hurt somebody, but Father, let them go to the principal. Let them go to their mothers and fathers. Let them go to somebody they can trust, Lord God, to get these bullies to stop bullying them so they in turn can stop bullying someone else. Father, these issues are real, and we pray for them this morning in Jesus' name and ask you to go forth and help them and deliver them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And most of all, God, we ask you to save their souls in the name of Jesus. Can you save their souls, Father, in Jesus' name? They, too, have a soul and need to be saved, and we thank you for the salvation of their souls, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we just give you glory today. We give you honor today, and we thank you. And we bless your name, Lord God. And as we go into read your word, Lord God, Proverbs chapter 8, Father, we pray that we will apply this word to our lives and not just hear it, you know, one time, but apply this word, listen to this word, Father, for we realize that so far in these first 8 chapters of Proverbs, wisdom is talking to us, and it tells us not to forsake her. It tells us, it gives us sound advice, Lord, and we just ask you to help us to read this, meditate on this, ponder this, study this, Lord God, so that we can be wise, so that we can be wise and not walk around as fools, as your word says. So we will walk around being wise servants, Lord, in Jesus' name, so we can escape the snare of the fowler. Your word teaches us how to escape the snare of the fowler. So, Father, we just thank you today for giving us your word. And as we read it, we ask, oh God, that you will prepare our ears, our spiritual ears and our spiritual mind and even our natural mind, that we will receive your word this day. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. And if you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Proverbs chapter 8, and I will be reading it out of the New King James Bible. And after we do this, we're going to go and end the broadcast for today. And if the Lord says the same, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. And again, if you have a prayer request, or even if you would like to pray, would you please call area code 347-237-5533 and press the number 1, or you may log into the chat room and post your prayer request there. However, you can only do that if you are registered. And being registered doesn't mean you have to pay anything. You just register, and then you'll be able to post in the chat room. Amen. God bless you. We lift up Bishop Holman today in prayer. Keep him in prayer, please. Bishop Joseph Holman, he's been battling something in his body. So you keep him lifted in prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Proverbs 8, the excellence of wisdom. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen of excellent things, and from the beginning, I mean, from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the so that the waters would not transgress his commands, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul, and those who hate me love death. I've just read the entire chapter of Proverbs 8, and I would ask you to go back and read that again. Ponder it, meditate on it, obey it today. October 20th, 2013, day 20 of 31 days of prayer. Bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Amen. Amen.